Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. For tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is actually hour two of Live the Promise. And if you just tuned in, you missed my first hour conversation with Craig Bambuzek. We have him on once a month. Such a favorite feature. Lots of you let me know how much you love that. But we just look at some of the hot news items, and then we kind of press on to get a biblical perspective and how to pray the news. And always so good. And we talked about some pretty hot topics today. So if you want to catch the podcast, you can do that on our website, myfaithradio.com. Now we have one of our good buddies, Dr. Greg Smalley, joining us today. And we're kind of departing from our typical family relationship conversation to do something different. I'm excited about it. And Greg, you got this idea because you did a Devo at Focus. And what first gave you this idea?
I just happened to see some news article talking about the top 10 most read Bible verses of 2013. And I went, oh, because someone talked about one of them, and I went, well, I wonder what those are. And so what I did is I took those, chopped them up, and then passed them out at our staff devotional time, and just had people go around and read them. And then we talked about why this verse, why did that particular verse, do we think, made the top 10? What does it say? What does it really talk? I mean, what does it mean worldwide? I mean, why did this resonate with people around the world? And then also, what did it mean to us personally?
Okay.
And it turned into such a sweet time as a staff, and I thought it would be fun for us to do that.
Absolutely. So that's what we're going to be doing, is the countdown starting from 10. And you might have some guesses about that. And in fact, on my Facebook page, I asked the question, what verse recently do you find yourself reciting most often? Great conversation going on there as well. So we're just going to open the phone lines. If there's a verse that's just a favorite memory verse, or you want to take a stab at trying to guess what's in the top 10, now's the time to call 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie at myfaithradio.com. So before we get into the top 10, two questions for you. One, how was Thanksgiving?
Oh, we had a great time. We stayed put, so we were in Colorado Springs and just had some wonderful family time. My sister and her family came up, and it was so good just to be home, not driving anywhere. We saw some movies. We just hung out, played some games. Just it was fun. I loved it. You know me. I'm an introvert, so
homebody.
I'm a homebody.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't make me go anywhere.
That's
and it
right.
was sweet. We had a great time. And
any incidents? Anything happen?
Well, my wife and I almost died. Does that count?
Well, that's kind of note. Worthy.
Well, we had our small group meeting. So Aaron and I are part of a marriage small group, and love it. Anybody who's not in a small group, you need to be. It's that powerful. But we were coming back from our small group, and it started to snow. It was kind of really one of the first snows that we've had. And so we were the second of the last to leave. And so some of our really good friends were the last ones to leave. And so we were up ahead. Well, I get stopped by a train. And we're out in the middle of nowhere. It's one road, so only one. They would have to come by here. And Aaron goes, let's get out and go by the side of the road. And when they pull up waiting for the train, we'll scare them.
And oh, I went, my goodness.
That is genius. I can't believe I didn't think of that. So we did. So we were not dressed. We didn't think it was even going to snow. But it is dumping snow. And so we get out, and we hit on either side of the road. And so is there my our good friends. They drove up, and Aaron just flew at the car, and the woman screams. I mean, you can just see it just freaks her out. Well, I go the other way to scare the guy, and so he jumps, and so they get out of the car, and we're just kind of laughing, and my buddy goes, hey, just be careful next time when you do something like that, because he has a gun down, holding it, going, you scared me so bad that my first thing is I reached for my gun.
Goodness.
I didn't know who was attacking our car. And so
yeah.
This is why I never do that stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So wow, Smalley. You're killing me. Anyway. Okay.
So that was our big adventure.
Wow.
We're okay.
You live on the edge. I'm telling you what. So how about a verse? Do you got a verse to share with me?
Okay. In light of what we're going to talk about, so as we work through these 10 verses, the top 10 verses worldwide, the common theme you're going to see comes from 1 Corinthians 13:13, and that says three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And I don't want to give it away why all these things will sort of conclude to that one verse, but it's powerful as we begin to unpack this. And you know what's cool, Susie, is you think about this. Okay, 242 countries and territories. And there's only, by the way, 196 countries worldwide. So, I mean, this is basically, we're talking the entire world spent more than 76 million hours on BibleGateway.com in 2013.
Wow.
And that's tallying 456 million visits and 1.5 billion page views. So as they looked at all that, there emerged 10 kind of top verses that people really search. So it's cool to think about, yeah, wow, of all these people worldwide, what were they really looking up and why? Mm. Like, why is that verse significant? What
Very
did it do?
Good.
What did it provide?
Okay, so that's the question. Can you just guess, all right, just guess what you think one of the verses that's in the top 10, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. If you get on the air, even if you guess wrong, you get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. Ina is calling
You're
in.
Nice.
I know.
That's too nice.
Or maybe one of Greg's
books.
They
get it wrong. You cut them off.
No. Ina, welcome. You're on the air.
All right. You wanted favorite verses.
Sure.
All right. Mine is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Mm. And this is this comes to mind very, very often. And I need to use it for myself and all others, but especially for me. Mm. I lean not onto my own understanding.
Wow. Ina, bless you for that. Thanks for sharing. You get a book off of our faith shelf, and we won't give out which number, but Ina did get that verse.
It's
in
there.
It's in there. Top
nice,
10. Way
Ina.
To go, Ina.
She's good.
And Greg was just kidding about cutting you off if you get it wrong. He was just being snarky.
Wasn't.
Yes, he was. 877-933-2484. Maybe you can either share your favorite verse or take a crack at it and see if you can guess which verse is one of the top 10 most searched throughout the world, believe it or not. 877-933-2484. So let's count down. So start at number 10. What was number 10, Greg?
Okay, number 10, in the reason I love this verse, I mean, I love all verses. Come on. Okay? It's in the Bible. I love the Bible. But this one, really interesting. I think I shared this a little while ago, Susie. So I want to set up this verse with a story. So my youngest daughter, Annie, we adopted from China. She recently had to go in for surgery. And so she's had 10 surgeries. I mean, just think about that. A 7-year-old who's already had 10 major surgeries. She was born with something called amniotic band syndrome. And so to part of repairing the cleft lip and palate just requires some surgery. So she's very anxious. And obviously the older she gets, the more she's very aware of what this is like and what it's going to be like. And so we taught her a verse in what I will never forget this verse, because Aaron and I are all gowned up. We were able to walk with her into the operating room. And so they're putting the gas on, you know, to put her under. And so we're there, and to hear and to watch my daughter, 7-year-old, run through this verse over and over and over again as she's about to go under for surgery. It's Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Every time I hear that, I choke up because, you know, the hardest thing as a parent, one of them is to leave your child in an operating room and have to step out. But to see the strength that in the comfort that verse drew for my daughter and literally as she's going under, so her eyes are closing, she's mumbling this verse.
That is
and
so
it just
powerful.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, Greg, and you think about your father's heart for that little tiny thing. Mm. Think of how God's heart swelled as she's this little girl's hanging on to her lifeline, this verse, Joshua 1:9. So that's in the top 10. 877-933-2484. Rick is calling in from Brooklyn Park. Rick, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm great, and Greg is just so-so.
I'm fine.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
I'm good. My favorite verse, or one of my favorites, is, and I don't know the number on it, but it's, if God be for me, then whom shall I fear?
That is good.
I really like that. I mean, it's given me strength through a lot of troubling times, and, you know, I just feel like if I'm in God's will, then I shouldn't have to worry about anything, and so, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good, Rick. If God is for me, who can stand against me? I'm not sure if you've heard Chris Tomlin's song, God of Angel Armies, Whom Shall I Fear, I think is the name of it. Fabulous. But if you've
not heard it,
you've heard it. Yeah, that just that puts a flag in the ground for that verse. But, Rick, you get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you. 877-933-2484. Love to hear from you. And we need to take a quick short break here. When we come back, we're going to get through the nine verses. The top 10 is what we're looking at. The most searched verses throughout the world. These are the top 10. If you've got a good guess of what you think will land in the top 10, I think we should give them something beyond. If they, like Ina, landed in the top 10, she should get a book and something. Like something from Greg.
A
car or a bike.
RV.
Yeah, or a snow cone. 877-933-2484. We'll be right back. For tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm here with, I almost said my co-host, Greg Smalley.
Aww.
Wow.
It brings back good memories.
It sure does. So we are doing something kind of interesting today. We're doing a countdown of verses, the top 10 searched verses. I do have to do a shout out to my brother Greg because he was diagnosed with bladder cancer last week, and it just happened to be 26 years ago. My dad was diagnosed with the same cancer, same age, same time of year, exactly. And of course, you know my dad passed away a few years ago, so the grief around this season has been hard. Well, he just had bladder cancer yesterday, and they took out a tumor that was bigger than they thought.
Wow.
And said, if this is penetrated the wall, you'll have to have your bladder removed, which happened with my dad. Well, my sister just texted and said he is cancer-free.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
I just had to say that. So, Greg, I know he listens. I love you and so happy, so happy. All right, Heather's calling in from Minnetonka Beach with a verse. Heather, welcome. Oh, give me a second. There she is. How are you?
Great.
Good.
And I just love this, the assurance of this verse. In Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Wow.
I know that's freedom, isn't it?
It sure is.
Liberty.
It is liberty. And that is something we can remember when that enemy tries to throw condemnation our way. Wow.
Right.
Thank you.
Just repeat this verse out loud.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Heather. You get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. I know Grace is processing a few more calls. 877-933-2484. So, Greg, number 10 was Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be fear or be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What's number 9?
Philippians 4:6. So do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You know, Susie, what one of the things I love about this is my pastor, who you have on your show quite often, Brady Boyd, he was talking about prayer the other day, gave a great definition. He said that prayer is speaking and listening to God, who you know very well, asking him for promises that have already been guaranteed.
Mm.
And what I love about that is there's so many promises that he's made in the Bible that are guaranteed. Prayer is when we are speaking, we're listening to him, and we're asking for things that he's already guaranteed. Like, really, literally, every one of these verses we're going to go over has a very specific promise in it. That's been guaranteed.
Wow.
And we can always pray that back. That was his point. Pray those verses back to God because they're things that he's already promised us.
So it's not about begging and pleading. Help me, you know, help me to have peace. He says, I promise you peace. So Lord, I want to thank you by faith that I feel anxious. I can lay hold of your peace. Wow. So good. Okay. So that's 9, Philippians 4:6. What about 8?
So Romans 12:2, do not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. Mm. And that, what a great verse. Again, there's a promise there. So as we transform our minds, so as we renew our minds, that you will then be able to test and approve and understand and know what God's will is.
That's amazing. And I've done some teaching on the whole idea that there won't be any victory without a renewed mind. And so we have to, that's something we have to do, where we put to practice and we pay attention to our rogue thoughts and we rein them in. And as you say, we claim those promises of Scripture and our lives completely change. Richard is on hold from Woodbury. By the way, I just want to hear from you, 877-933-2484. Richard is calling in. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're great. How are you?
I am pretty good, yeah. So my verses, my life verses that I live by, you know, that I've come to memorize and live by is Psalms 1:1-3.
Hmm. Tell us that verse. Yes.
It is, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he shall be a tree. Like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he shall do, he shall prosper.
Wow.
So I think for me, it's seeking out godly counsel and, you know, meditating on God's word and applying it to my life. And it's like rivers of water just flourish, like allowing me to my life to flourish and be a light to others. It's just an awesome verse. I love it so much.
You know, Susie, what we hear over and over, and the common theme in, although this one isn't necessarily in the top 10, what I love about his verse is that it includes a promise. So at the very end, and we would be like a tree planted. So it includes a promise which gives us hope and ultimate strength.
And like Richard, you're saying just about the way it calls you to cultivate a life that walks with God. And as you do that, streams of living water flow from you, and you're a source of nourishment for other people. I love that, Richard. And this is why I love shows like this, Greg, is because, Richard, you're sharing something that's life-giving to you, and I just know someone's listening going, hey, I'm going to get into Psalm 1. I'm going to spend some time there. And so, Richard, thank you. And you get a book from our Faith Radio Shelf. Bless you for calling.
Yep. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Kifa is calling from Scandia. I don't even remember where Scandia is, but welcome, Kifa.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. My verse today is, be still and know that I am God. Mm. We get so busy, and we want to work things out on our own, and all he asks us to do is to be still and know that he is God and he has everything under control.
I love that verse. That's Psalm 46:10. I would have
so hard.
I know, especially hard for Greg. But I would have guessed that would have been in the top 10. It wasn't. But Kifa, that's one I pray regularly. I love it. And you will get a book off our shelf, hon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. Let's see if we can get a couple more before the break. Doris and Brandon. Doris is calling in from Mora. Doris, welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. You talked to me a little bit ago.
Oh, I did. I met you face to face.
From Bora, Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. At the event? No.
No, but I just talked to you a little bit ago.
Oh, at the station?
No, on the phone. You forgot?
I know, I remember, really. Okay, let's hear
your... It's been a long day.
Yes, thank Okay. So what's your verse?
You wanted me to repeat what I told you before. My favorite verse is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you say that backwards, forsake you, leave you, never will I.
Mm. Very good. I'm thinking you might have talked to Grace, and you think you were... Anyway, we'll just let that go. Yes, well, I still love the verse. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
God bless you. Right. One more call here. We can squeeze in before the break if we can. Brandon is calling from Eden Prairie. Brandon, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Brandon. I was asking Greg how he was.
It's an honor to be called Greg.
Yeah. Oh. Never mind how Greg is. How about you, Brandon?
I'm doing well, thank
good,
you.
Good.
Just headed home, and it's kind of nice to listen to you guys. It kind of makes you search and remind some of those old verses that you don't remember too often. But Jeremiah 29:11, of course, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And just a great one to cling to when things in life are saying the opposite, and just to know that God's word is, it trumps those things. So that's my one that I hold on to.
Wow, Brandon. Well, that is in the top 10, and we so appreciate it.
It's in the top 5, even.
Yes. So, yeah.
Of course, it is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. We need to get you 2 books instead of one. I'm going to try to remember to do that, because that was so good. And you're so good-natured for me calling you Greg, which I really didn't mean to do. But anyway.
Oh, that's all right.
But bless you, Brandon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right. So we've got, okay, 10. Number 10 is Joshua 1:9. Number 9 is Philippians 4:6. That one is, do not be anxious about anything. And number 8, you talked about, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. One quick word about that, Greg. The rest of that verse says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. And
there's,
I think it's amazing. Exactly. There's the promise and the connection that if we let our mind go rogue, we really won't be quick to discern God's best. And we will misinterpret what we think God's best is, because our mind is not renewed. So it really is a charge as well, isn't it, to guard where our thoughts go?
It is. In part of, I think, renewing our mind, guarding our mind, is really being clear about truth. Truth comes from God and God alone. People aren't truth. Satan is so committed lying to us, getting us to buy into lies. And that's, it's very hard to understand God's will when we're buying into certain lies, either about who we are or about our spouse, maybe, or about someone else. Boy, he is out there like a lion roaring,
exactly,
trying to get us to believe in lies.
Well, we just have a moment before we take a break, but give a practical example of how you guard your thoughts from going rogue so that they're renewed, so that you can rightly discern what God wants you to do.
You know, I notice, so within my marriage, how when Aaron and I maybe get into an argument or something happens, maybe I get hurt in some way, it's so fascinating to me how quickly my mind can begin to run down a path of, she's always doing this, she doesn't value you, she's, you know, she's not grateful, she's taking advantage of it. It's so fascinating to me how quickly my mind can go that way. And I think I've gotten better over the years of recognizing when those spiritual attacks are happening and Satan is committed to me buying into lies about my wife. And what I do is just go straight to God. And say, God, what is true right now about my wife? I'm thinking this. It makes sense. I'm perceiving it this way. What is truth? And it's just that's what grounds me. And that's ultimately what reveals what is true about Aaron.
Wow, that's so good. So that's the question to ask when you're in that place where maybe you feel your emotions amping up. Lord, I'm going to pause here and ask you, what is true? Because when you get the truth and you renew your mind, then you can discern what God's best will is for you. Talking to Dr. Greg Smalley, we're talking about top 10 verses searched, and we can't wait to unpack the rest of them when we come back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Suzy Larson here with my good friend, Dr. Greg Smalley, and we're having a great time looking at the top 10 most searched Bible verses. Was it of 2014 or just of all time? Or
it was 2013. So they obviously do this every year.
Wow, so interesting.
Yeah.
And so what we're asking you is take a guess at what would land in the top 10. And if you don't want to do that, at least call in and tell us what your favorite verse is or the one that you most catch yourself reciting or clinging to. 877-933-2484. Don't worry if you don't have the exact reference, because Greg probably knows it by heart, so he can find it for you. Right, Greg?
I am so plugged in spiritually.
Yes,
that
so
I
he can do that.
All right. Of these
absolutely. 877-933-2484. Michael's calling in from the Sioux Falls area. Michael, welcome.
Hi. How are you guys? How's things?
We're great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank
Good.
You. So, I just got to say I much admire and enjoy your show all the time, and even especially when Greg is on. So it's
thank
a good
you.
Time.
Thank you.
Oh, indeed.
You should maybe tell me that when he's not listening, because you know how he is.
All I heard is the Greg part anyway. So
anyway, so you have a verse. I'm sorry, Michael. I want to honor you rightly. So you have a verse?
Yes. I just kind of sat back and I thought, well, I even though I'm a participator, a lot of times I just like to listen. But this kind of hit me deep, and I was like, okay, Lord, what? Not that I want to try to win the prize of getting something in the top 10, but I just said, what needs to be brought to the table, you know, to be for other listeners to hear? And so I sort of just paced around a little bit, and I guess what came to mind was, I believe it's John 14:6, maybe. What I do remember is that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
Mm.
And that's what Jesus said.
Powerful.
And, it is. And what it means to me, and it's been huge in my life, is that, you know, when I'm struggling with a lot of things, as Christians do, rightfully so. And what comes to my mind is that He is the way. And, you know, if I'm searching for truth, I don't have to have any answers. But He is the truth. And then, of course, through Him, I can live my life on a daily basis.
Amen. Well, Michael, thank you so much for that. And we'll make sure to get you a book off the Faith Radio shelf. And I would love to hear from you as well, 877-933-2484. So, Greg, what number are we on now?
We are on number 7.
Okay. And so 7 is?
Yeah, you know, 7 is, I'm sure you hear it every time that you're at a wedding. Okay. And I will never forget this verse, because probably one of the only weddings that I was actually asked to be a part of, a good friend of mine in college was getting married.
I hear an incident coming.
He for some reason stepped out of his shoes as he's getting all ready. And so a buddy of mine, we're like, no way. He literally just left his shoes there unattended. So someone had some paint or something, and we painted "Help Me" on the bottom of his shoes.
Oh my goodness.
And just thinking, that'd be so funny if at some point he gets down on his knees. So he gets down on his knees in the middle of the wedding to read this verse to his bride.
Oh,
and
Greg,
we are dying, because as he's trying to say 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, on his shoes is written, "Help me." And so everybody, of course, begins to laugh. But the verse is beautiful, and we hear it often at weddings. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Mm, that's a great passage.
Unless you're at a wedding and someone wrote, "Help me," on your shoes, then it's confusing.
I just want to apologize for Greg right now. And anyway, you know, you were
they're
saying,
still together,
exactly,
so it's
okay,
fine.
You didn't disrupt things too much. So you said you've been noticing a thread here, and unpack that a little bit again for us, if you would. As you looked at these top 10, you noticed sort of a thread.
I think what you will always see is, okay, in 1 John 4, it says that God is love. And so I think first and foremost, that's what people encounter. These verses, you encounter love, you encounter God, and through that encounter, with love, with God. It gives comfort. These verses comfort people. I mean, you think about, don't be anxious, you know, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. There is then always a promise. You know, your God will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You will be able to understand his will. I mean, think about every verse we've given so far. It has a promise which leads to hope. And that's, remember, the verse we started off with is that these three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love.
Mm.
I mean, part of the power of these verses, it gives hope. And you know, I've told that story before, climbing the big 14-foot mountain with here in the peak here in Colorado with my daughters, and how we were ready to give up. And it was cloudy, raining, sleeting in our faces. We were done. We're freezing. And all that had happened is a guy came back down the other way as we're going up, and we went, hey, what's going on? Why are you walking this way? Where are we? And he's like, it's just the top's right there. You guys are right there.
Wow.
And that gave us that hope that we were almost there was all we needed to keep going. And I think that's so true in life. And these verses give hope, which I think ultimately leads to strength.
Yeah.
See, when the guy gave us hope, then we had the strength to continue climbing.
I love that.
And that's what these verses do. I think that's the power. This is why 1.5 billion page views, these are the top 10 out of that.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And what I see too here, Greg, is they all have an invitation with a promise attached to it. You know, the invitation is, don't be afraid. Be courageous. Don't let yourself be discouraged. The promise, God is with you. Yeah. The invitation, don't be anxious about anything. And by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The rest of that verse is, the peace that passes understanding will guard you in your heart. I love God's word. I just love it. So we've got Wayne calling in from Duluth, and he's got a verse. Wayne, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Greg, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm better now.
He's mostly good. What do you have for us today?
Yeah. Well, my verse, not sure if it made it in the top 10, but I've especially lately been fond of, I think it's Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. And I just look at that, and I just feel like a lot of people, that even if it doesn't lead people directly to Jesus, and that the natural world can be a stepping stone to belief in God.
That's
I just
powerful.
See that, you know, a big factor in a lot of people coming to the Lord.
Especially naturalists like you, Greg, you know, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Oh,
when you
yeah.
look around and see the mountains and the sky, and wow, Wayne, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Did you want to add to that? I know you talk about that's when you feel closest to God, when you're out fishing and hiking and even sitting on your deck and looking at Pike's Peak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it is, but boy, when I am in the midst of nature, it just, God is so being revealed to me, and
me
I just draw close to him, and I love talking about him to my kids when we're hiking or fishing or whatever it is, swimming around in a mountain stream. It's just, and that's why I love that verse. You know what's fun is that here, I mean, you think about it, so many verses. I mean, here we're talking about the top 10, but those who called in have offered different verses, and that's what's so cool is that there's so many great verses that just touch people and resonate.
And they make you look up, right? And they're a lifeline, and they're a plumb line. I just love that. 877-933-2484. You want to try to guess maybe what's in the top 10 of verses most searched throughout the world in 2013. How many, again, page views? 1 billion?
Yeah, this is out of 242 countries and territories. It's 1.5 billion page views.
So take a guess, but otherwise, like Wayne did, share a verse that just means something to you. 877-933-2484. Joyce is calling in from Stillwater. Joyce, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I listen to your program every day, and I love it.
Mm.
Your verses are important to me because I have been writing down a list of them alphabetically, and I have two from Psalms that are important, even though some have already been listed as the top 10. The first one is the Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."
Love that one.
And the second one in Psalm 19 is, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway."
Those are excellent. And again, Greg, I would have guessed those to be, because they're such common verses in the top 10. They didn't land there, but they're God's word and they're powerful. Joyce, thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
God bless you, my dear. 877-933-2484. So now we are on number six.
We're counting down.
10, 9, 8, 7. Now we're on six. What's number six?
And this was Ina. So she called in and she
was right.
That's right. Number six, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And that's even for our last caller, just that your word is a lamp unto my feet. You talked about, you know, just that compass. I mean, that's true north.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's word, truth, that's true north. And when we get lost, when we feel discouraged, when we can't see, like when Taylor and Murphy and I were climbing and the clouds had descended and the sleet rain in our, I mean, that's what God can provide is that path. His word provides that true north path.
And I once studied that passage where it says, in all your ways acknowledge him. You know, he will make your path straight. I used to just think at glance that was sort of a nod. In all your ways, kind of give him a nod. I see you there. I know you're with me. And that it doesn't go deeper than that. But the word actually means in all your ways, know him intimately. So when you think about, especially in your areas of soul unrest, where maybe you have some confusion or some unsettledness, in those places, know him intimately. And he will make a path straight through that wilderness, through that darkness. And that just brings it to a whole new meaning for me. I just think it's like that guy did for you on the mountain, you know?
Right.
It's like suddenly you had inside knowledge. And I think that's so cool. 877-933-2484. We've got Betsy calling in from Duluth. Betsy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention, first of all, I love your program, but also the verse that I cling to is Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2, about loving God with all your heart and crying to him for mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And because he knelt his ear to me, I will trust him forever.
Yeah.
I paraphrased, but
no, that's great.
That speaks to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get off now, but thank you.
Oh, Betsy, you are so dear, and thank you so much for calling.
Just love how that stirs,
tenderizes.
Hearts.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Because
God's
he
word
heard
is
me.
That powerful.
I think there's a translation. He bent his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. It's like because he heard my cry, I will continue to call on him. And how precious is that? 877-933-2484. We're going to take Greg one more call before the break. It's Mary Lou calling in from Cottage Grove. Mary Lou, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you, Susie?
I'm great.
Good. You're always great. I love listening to you.
I'm adequate.
Yeah. I like you too, Greg.
All right. I'm more than adequate
he
now.
He was pouting. I thought Mary Lou just better ask him or he's going to pout the rest of the show.
I love both.
I'm done. I'm logging off.
Thanks, Mary Lou. What's your verse?
One of my favorite verses is Isaiah 26:3. And I like to read it from the Amplified because it just amplifies it for me.
Mm.
And it says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace whose mind is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you.
Wow.
And that just blesses my heart. I have to hang on to that one because it's so easy, especially in right now, to get out of that state of peace.
I love that. One of the translations is, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. And Mary Lou, you're so right. When you look at the news events and what's going on, it's easy for our minds to get caught up. And like Peter looking at the wind, isn't it?
Yeah. It's easy to start going down in your emotions because of everything.
Yeah.
And then you got to get your eyes back on him.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, what we love about this is Mary Lou just shared a verse that someone else might need to hear because maybe your mind hasn't been stayed on him and you've lost your peace. Well, put your mind back on him and you'll find that peace again. Okay, Greg. So, we have to take a break. Oh, the time goes well so fast. When we come back, we'll get the last handful, right? We'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So fun talking to my buddy, Dr. Greg Smalley. And we're kind of doing a little departure from what we usually do because Greg's on a couple times a month. And this has been so fun, Greg, and such a great idea. You kind of researched the top 10 search verses, and this is 242 countries, millions of people. And we're making the countdown here. And at the same time, we're taking calls from listeners, having them share verses that mean a lot to them. Well, we're counting down from 10, so we're on 5. Give us number 5.
Yeah, I think this one made the number 5 spot because it's probably the most used verse during a funeral. So that's Psalms 23. And the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, you
love
talk
it.
About hope and comfort and security and everlasting, you know, God's everlasting love for us. There it is.
I've memorized that whole passage because I love it so much, and it speaks to everything that we could need. You know, it reminds me that nobody's born to live and die in the valley. We pass through the valley of the shadow, and how blessings chase and overtake us. Absolutely love that. Okay, we've got Jarek, I think his name is, calling in from Duluth. Jarek, is that your name? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Jarek, that's correct.
How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Driving home from work right now.
Good. I'm so glad to have you. So do you have a verse you want to share with us?
Yeah, one that keeps ringing in my head right now is, I think it's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat or drink, do all the glory to the Lord.
Excellent. Love that verse. Do you want to say anything to Jarek, Greg?
No, I love it. I so appreciate how each person is so different in which verse will speak to them and what they want to share. And you're right that there's someone right now who needed that exact verse.
And Jarek, have you heard Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, Do Everything?
I don't listen to too much of music. I listen to more sermons all the time. And actually, the Faith Network actually led me to Christ about a year and a half ago. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Are you kidding? Wow.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
They basically found me where I was, and I gave my life to Christ a year and a half ago, and now I'm just on fire for the Lord. So
that is amazing. We're going to send you some extra books just because you made me just so happy today.
Yeah,
do you want to just arm you? But, Jarek, if you get a chance, listen to Stephen Curtis's song, Do Everything. You could probably download it on iTunes for 99 cents. But it's just this upbeat, amazing song about doing everything you do for the glory of the one who made you. I think it'll bless your socks off.
Yeah, you too.
Good to meet you, sir. God bless you. How wonderful. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, wow. That's a brother right there.
And I marvel at how generous I am with other people's stuff. So saying I'm going to send you all kinds of
You're
stuff
so
from somebody. Aren't I, though? Pauline is calling in from Minnesota. Pauline, welcome.
Yes, I enjoy your program immensely. And anyway, my favorite verse is Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, Susie, I've been a widow for many, many years and have gone through a lot of things. And that verse has helped me so much, you know, when I'm going to be trying some new thing or whatever it is, and you become fearful, you know, and I just remind myself of that verse and go ahead and take that risk, and it's just blessed me so much.
Oh, Pauline, I just love how you recited scripture and have such a special place in my heart for widows. You're so brave. Thank you so much. Greg, did you want to say anything to Pauline?
Well, there's such a difference between simply memorizing scripture, and we've heard a lot of that. Mm. A lot of people, hey, I've memorized the scripture, and versus writing God's word in your heart.
That's right.
And that's what she's done.
Yeah.
And she's able to meditate on those words
and
that
find
are
strength.
Written deeply in her heart to find that hope and that comfort and that strength.
Well, Pauline, so beautiful. Thank you so much for calling, and may God bless you this holiday season.
You too.
So precious. All right, so now we're on 4, and which is? Oops,
yeah,
sorry.
Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things that God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So I love that in all Thanks. Mm-hmm. God works for the good.
For those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And if you just tuned in, we're doing the countdown, the top 10 most searched verses throughout the world in 2013. And so now we're on number three, counting down.
It's a good one, mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13, that I can do some things.
Everything.
Everything through him who gives me strength. I mean, what a simple, mm-hmm. right to the point.
Yep.
I mean, you talk again, you see the promise there. That I can do anything, everything through Christ. And there's the comfort which leads to the strength.
So beautiful. Number two, somebody called this one, didn't they?
I think it was Richard.
Okay.
Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to plans to give you hope in a future. I mean, there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep talking about these verses. They provide that comfort. It, which I think lead there, then there's always that promise, which leads to the hope, which allows you the strength to keep going. And there's a great, mm-hmm. It uses the word hope.
And so maybe this has been an absolutely wretched, terrible year for you. Think about Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Your story is not over yet. So God wants to give you a hope and a future. Now we kind of need a drum roll. Matt, can you give us a drum roll, please? Because this is number one, the top searched verse out of gazillions of people, if that's a number.
1.5 billion
people in 242 countries. And you want us to hear a commercial first. Here's the drum roll.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world.
The whole world.
Everyone.
Anyone.
That's a lot of people.
That he gave his one and only son.
His only son.
That whoever believes in him will not perish.
But have eternal
life.
Love that. So that's a Focus commercial. Is that right?
That did. Here's how this happened. Back in 2012, Tim Tebow, playing for the Broncos, go Broncos, he had this amazing game. And they actually have called it against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They call it the John 3:16 game.
Mm.
And the reason they do is because, one, he threw for 316 yards in that game. That he averaged 3.6 yards per catch, and then, let's see, 31.6% of the people tuned into that game. That was the rating for that one game. And there's a whole bunch of more. It's the most strange, cool thing. And so after that game, the leadership here, Jim Daly, and he went, we've got to, because people were searching for what does that mean? What's John 3:16? Why is that so significant? And so within 1 week, so between that Sunday game and the next playoff game the Broncos were in, they created that commercial. And I think we have a link, right?
Yes, we'll put it up on the show page. Yes.
You've got to see it. It's wow. Precious with these kids. But that's the number one verse of 2013 most searched was John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We got to do this again next year when they kind of figure out hopefully they'll
I wonder if they change. I mean, you can see why each one of these verses would make it in those top 10. And we've had others call in with some verses that I, like you, thought would be in there. But mm-hmm. We should compare lists from year to year. And, there's actually another YouVersion, so that the real popular Bible app, they had their users in 2013 shared 68 million Bible verses.
Wow.
So there's a feature to where if you like a verse, you can share that with someone.
Wow.
And so they created their own top 10. And it was interesting that there was a lot of similarity, but there were a couple that were different.
And as the landscape changes in our culture, I mean, what people are going to be searching is probably going to differ in some way. But doesn't it remind you, when you think of that many people searching Scripture, there's that many needs out there. So let's pray for the world, pray for our nation, pray for our community, pray for our own families. And Greg, as we wrap up, I wonder if you would just pray that there would be just an increased hunger for God's Word and for just to walk in His way.
God, we can see why, as we listen to these verses, why people needed them and why we search for them. And Lord, thank you for your word, your truth, and how it comforts us. Thank you for the promises contained, Lord, and how that leads to hope, which ultimately gives us the strength. But that's all because of you and your word. So God, we thank you. We just pray that these verses will encourage and enrich and renew people who are hurting, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to share your love, your words with others. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Greg, you are such a good friend, and this was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Fun?
It was so fun. Appreciate it. So when are you coming on next? Do you know? You don't know. I'll talk
next
to someone.
Week.
Oh, next
no,
week. You
next
do
week.
Know.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to insult you. We just usually talk to your peeps. So
my handler.
Your handler, because you're kind of a big deal. So anyway, so next week, that will be fun. Well, God bless you, dear friend.
Thank you so much for having me
Good
on
to
again.
Be with you. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's program on our website, myfaithradio.com. Remember to sign up for the great giveaway and reach outside your comfort zone and do something wonderful for somebody who can't pay you back. I will meet you back here tomorrow.